is Thursday, May 16, 2019, and this is the start of an interview with Umaima at her home. My name is Ahmad Bilal, and I will be the interviewer. So, Umaima, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Umaima. I'm 25 years old. I go to UC Irvine. I came to USA almost 5 years ago. I finished high school back in Pakistan, and then I came to US, and I went to Fullerton College. I got two associates from there, one in sociology and another in social behavior and self-development. And now I'm going to UC Irvine, and I'm continuing with my sociology major and doing a minor in political science.
So that's great, Umaima. The first question I have for you is, what does American dream mean to you?
American dream to me means... So my hope from American dream is that when I came to United States, I had the dream, which was that I will receive my my law degree, but I didn't know that I could that I was supposed to go and get a bachelor's. I thought that getting a law degree would be a bachelor, but then the case was really different in United States. So first, that was the reason that I chose sociology as my bachelor, so that might help me on, and also a minor in political science to help me get into law school. So the reason I mentioned going to law school would be like, I see that lawyers make good money, which is the reason all of us go to school too. So if I have a lot of money, I will be able to achieve my American dream, have a beautiful house, and the cars I want and the life I want. And the most important thing is peace and independence.
Okay, that's nice, Umaima. The second question I have for you is, does any part of your life matches the American dream?
Well, not currently, but then I'm working my way through. I'm trying to get there. So I hope I will get there someday, but not now.
I hope one day you get there, Umaima. The third question is, Does your understanding of the American dream differ from what your parents' understanding of the American dream was?
I would say they had a better idea than me. That was the reason we migrated to United States. They wanted us to go to school and have good future and have good careers too, and have good jobs, have a decent job and enjoy life here and have everything available to us. So yeah, that's true.
Oh, good to know, Umaima. So there's one question everyone is wondering about. Is the American dream realistic to achieve? What's your thought on it?
Of course it is, only if you work hard. But then for me, as being soc major, it's kind of, I would say, what I learned throughout, I'm still not graduated, but what I have learned is that there's like a lot of conflicts between social classes, like working class. So I would say like the bourgeoisie and the ruling class does not let the working class to kind of reach there. It's like a big hassle. So there's a problem there, I would say. But then still, there's still hope. And through the Marxist view, we would say that a time will come that we will reach there, and capitalism will be abolished, and everyone will be able to have good jobs and have good lifestyle. And also beside that, we need to work hard. And go to school and get education. And yes, of course.
I will agree, Umaima, but I have a concern. Where do you think people are getting this American dream from?
It's very obvious. It's very obvious they get this dream from social media. Nowadays, social media is the main thing, like it plays a main role in our lives. We all follow social media, whether it's through television or internet or whichever form it takes. So whatever we see, we just do it. I think the best example would be Instagram. It used to be Facebook, but now it's Instagram. So it's all about fashion, fashion and having luxury cars and home and anything we see, or we see like the celebrity lifestyle. So we want to follow that and we want to have that too. So I would say it's basically the social media.
Yeah, I will agree. Social media is a big part of our life. Umaima, the next question I have for you is the American dream available for everyone?
No, as I mentioned before, it's kind of not available. You kind of have to still, like, there are still, I would say, still two reasons. First is that we still have to work our way through and work hard to get there, and the second thing is we don't have the opportunity, as I mentioned, because of the bourgeoisie class. So that doesn't let the working class to get there. They always want to exploit the working class and get the benefit from them. So it's kind of hard for the working class or the peasants to get there, and we still have to. I think the only way which will help us would be to go to school and get education. So I'm kind of repeating myself, but that's how it should be, and that's the only way we can achieve that.
So Umaima, the final question I have for you is, have you achieved the American dream?
No, I haven't, but a little bit, I would say. I have apartment to live, but I'm renting it, but then I don't own it, and I luckily have cars, but that's still not an American dream for me, because I said American dream for me would be owning my own home and owning cars and having a decent job.
That concludes our interview. Thank you, Umaima, for taking out time from your busy schedule and interviewing with me. Your interview was very effective, was very informative, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. It was also a pleasure talking to you, sir. Bye-bye.